when I was a student, everybody believed that life was unique to Earth and there couldn't be life anywhere else in the universe, because everyone knew that it was such a stupendously improbable fluke that life could emerge from non-life. It would have happened only once. That's it. We are freaks. Over the past 30 years or so, the pendulum has swung the other way. So today, it's fashionable to say that life is easy to make and widespread in the universe. The whole subject of astrobiology is predicated on the idea that there's life on all Earth-like planets that are out there. Curiously, the scientific facts haven't changed in those 30 years, and so it's merely a shift in fashion. So how can we test this idea that life will emerge more or less automatically on Earth-like planets? Is it a freak or is it expected? Well, there's one way we can test it directly, and that is to say, has life happened many times here on Earth? There's no planet more Earth-like than Earth itself, so if life does form readily in Earth-like conditions, it should have formed many times over right here on our home planet. Now, how do we know it didn't? You start asking this question and you find, of course, that biologists have never bothered to look for weird life, as we call it, an alternative form of life here on Earth. They assume that all life is descended from a common ancestor. Well, it's certainly true that all known life, all life that we have studied, descends from a common ancestor. There's no doubt about that. And Darwin, of course, famously came up with the notion of the tree of life, but he wondered whether there might be a forest or just a single tree. I think we must be open to the possibility that maybe more than one tree. Now, I'm talking only about microbial life. I'm not talking about mysterious ideas of shadow beings that we can't see, anything like that. I'm talking about simply that the microbial realm could contain denizens of a second or subsequent genesis. Now, how do we know? Because the first thing is that almost all life on Earth is microbial, and the vast majority of microbes have not been characterized, let alone had their gene sequence.
It sounds hugely interesting, but there is no project to go and look for this at the moment.
Well, I'm talking to a lot of people and trying to encourage them, and so there are some people that have thought about it. For example, there's a heavily contaminated lake in California that's full of arsenic, and there are organisms in there that use arsenic. One of the things that commends arsenic is that in addition to its structural and energy storage roles, where it can mimic phosphorus, it also has the possibility of providing what chemists call a redox gradient, which is to say that it's a source of energy that life can use, so it can drive metabolism. And it turns out that in this lake in California, there are organisms that make use of this. They actually derive their energy from reducing arsenate. The other idea that I had is, well, we don't know where this alternative life might lurk, and it may be it's restricted to pockets in inaccessible environments. But if known life is anything to go by, if there are alternative shadow cells, let's put it that way, then there should be shadow viruses that prey on them. And of course, viruses get everywhere in the environment. The ocean is more or less virus soup. And we could trawl through the ocean looking for viruses, for example, with arsenic in them. That would be a giveaway that there is arsenic life out there somewhere. Or they could be viruses that simply don't have DNA or RNA, but have whatever genetic machinery this alternative life might have. So we just have to extend the search, at the moment, the systematic search for all possible forms of life. We just have to be open to the possibility that it might not have the basic biochemistry that known life has.
Do you think they may be among us?
I have a hunch that they're all around us. They could be under our noses or even in our noses, because, you know, they're not going to be a threat. It's not like these are alien microbes that are going to infect us or take over the planet. They will have been coexisting for billions of years, and they could be all around. And I think it's entirely likely we just scratched the microbial surface at the moment. There could be any number of interesting things out there.